Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Girl Scouts is coming under fire again. Now they are promoting Planned Parenthood's founder as one of the most inspiring women in American history. Unbelievable. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Girl Scout councils in the U.S. are coming under fire. They're promoting Planned Parenthood's eugenic founder, Margaret Sanger, as a role model to these young girls. The Girl Scouts of Gateway Council in Jacksonville, Florida, includes Sanger in their list of, quote, women working for human rights. And it reports promoting her as someone who is an inspiring woman in American history. In fact, one of the most inspiring women in American history. Matt, she's a eugenic person. She promoted a genocide of races and certain kinds of categories of people, of different kinds of individuals, to literally eliminate them. She was a social Darwinist, believing in human evolution, and that the best way to have a better super race is to eliminate certain categories of people that were holding back the race. In that respect, she is in lockstep with Adolf Hitler.
Well,
in fact,
yeah.
Hitler had good words for Margaret Sanger.
He was a huge admirer. And the fact that the Girl Scouts would publicly align themselves with this radical white supremacist woman. And don't take our word for it. She said this before speaking at a Ku Klux Klan rally. She said, quote, "I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan." She bragged about this. She said on another occasion, "We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." And then she said, "They are human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who never should have been born," talking about the infirm, talking about handicapped individuals as well as African Americans. And so shame on the radical Girl Scouts. They're infiltrated by these radical leftists and eugenicists who align themselves with Planned Parenthood and its white supremacist founder.
And let's talk about some of the ways they're doing this. We've got like the Girl Scouts in Southern Arizona. They are promoting Sanger on their official Facebook page. They have a link to a book called The Feminist Revolution. And this is for girls as young as 12, okay? And this book has 21 different references to abortion in it.
Wow. I mean, this is
stunning. That's appalling.
You know, the Girl Scouts have become bankrupt in many respects, like the Boy Scouts. And now there's alternatives to both the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. The alternative to the Girl Scouts is the American Heritage Girls.
Right.
And the alternative to the Boy Scouts is Trail Life USA. And Trail Life USA is growing in leaps and bounds. So those are the alternatives. You want to go back to the basic foundation roots of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. Have your son, your daughter look into American Heritage Girls and Trail Life USA for boys. You know, these organizations have no business receiving our patronage and certainly not our children when they're saying in these cases here, they're promoting Margaret Sanger as a woman, I'm quoting, as a woman who has made a significant impact on society and as a woman who opened the first birth control clinic. They are promoting her as some hero. And yet she was a person who ultimately wanted to push birth control, not for family planning purposes in general. She wanted to eliminate certain races. She wanted to eliminate
people as well.
Blacks.
Yeah.
She wanted to eliminate Jews. She wanted to eliminate minorities. She was favorable to Northern Europeans, not Southern Europeans. Hispanics were on the list, people who had low IQs, other people who were poor, people who had certain kinds of disabilities or diseases. She wanted to eliminate them. She was a social Darwinist. She believed in evolution, and that the human race was evolving, and she wanted to help speed that up and be a part of human evolution to eliminate the scabs of society, if you will. And that's why Hitler liked her. That's why Hitler spoke favorably of her. that was his philosophy as well.
Well, and there are other incongruities here. Here we have the Girl Scouts of America, an organization that ostensibly celebrates children, young girls in particular. And Margaret Singer was an outspokenly anti-child. She said, "The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it." I mean, you know, this is jaw-dropping stuff that most people have no idea that Planned Parenthood, that these are the roots of Planned Parenthood, and most people don't realize that. And I doubt that most parents who have their kids in Girl Scouts would be too happy about the fact that the leadership within the Girl Scouts is celebrating this this racist, extremist, anti-child woman.
I mean, you've got one in Virginia, one council, where the gals can earn a badge, a Women in History badge. And they're encouraged to do research on Sanger's listed as one of the research subjects.
Well, one of the people who is looking into this is Rochelle for Karacha. And she has a report called Girl Scouts, Why Not? And she actually has tried to even counsel. She says it's not been very successful, though. Mm-hmm. It's not that they don't know, and then they learn about it, and they say, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize. I want to back off of that. They're embedded in this. At least some of the leadership is embedded in it. Now, I know the parents may not know this, and the little girls that you're taking to the Girl Scouts may not know this, but you're part of participating with and promoting an organization that is a genocide organization that is completely antithetical to the little girls that you're bringing there. So I'm sorry, you know, when you see these Girl Scout cookies being sold, you know, you're patronizing an organization that ultimately is a genocide organization that promotes Margaret Sanger of all people, Margaret Sanger promoting them. How can you support or be associated with the Girl Scouts when they're going down that path?
And it's sad. We just the other day, we drove past and through a neighborhood, and this real sweet, I'm sure, cute girl was out there. She had set up a stand with all the boxes of Girl Scouts, and we had pulled up, and we were walking by, and she said, "Hey, guy, do you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies?" And I had to say, "Well, no, honey, we cannot support the Girl Scouts." And I didn't want to get into too much detail with her because I didn't want to take it on her, but she was unaccompanied by an adult. But isn't it sad that we're put in that position here? And, you know, and they don't know better. Most of these young girls don't know better. They're the subject of this kind of indoctrination. And so folks, I would recommend, you know, the Girl Scouts is not a, quote, safe place or safe space for your little girls.
No, it's not. I went into a store the other day, too, and a mother was there with her daughter selling Girl Scout cookies. Of course, we declined the Girl Scout cookies. We didn't get into any dialogue with them. But it's very sad, as I was thinking, that these little girls are innocent girls. Probably the parents are innocent parents. They just want to have something good for their child. But they're putting them in a very radical organization that has literally gone off the rails. You know, churches, you may be a member of a church, and the church has Girl Scouts, or they may be sponsoring a Girl Scouts troop or a Boy Scouts troop. I know you may have been involved in them for a long time. Maybe your son or your grandchildren have lots of awards from Boy Scouts, but it's time to disassociate from these organizations because they have already disassociated from you. Believe it or not, they have, as an official policy, disassociated from your Christian values and from the best interest of you as a parent, grandparent, and for your children. So there are other alternatives. There's no reason not to change. Trail Life USA, I know the founders of this organization, and it is growing in leaps and bounds.
For boys, right? Yeah.
That's the place to go, Trail Life USA. You can find it on the website. And for girls, American Heritage Girls, that is another one, and that's the alternative for Girl Scouts. You don't have to be without. And of course, there's other after-church programs, Awana and other programs as well, Child Evangelism Fellowship, Good News Clubs. But for the full experience, those Trail Life USA and American Heritage, they're the replacements for these bankrupt institutions. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can learn more about the ministries of Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel has a number of different ministries. We certainly advance religious freedom through litigation, education, and public policy. We advance the sanctity of human life and marriage in the family. You can also learn more about how you can be involved with Liberty Counsel and support this ministry by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.